Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcast. Maybe this is the last time you're gonna hear this intro. I don't know, can't promise anything, but all I can say is I'm about to enter a new decade of my life in 12 days. So, yeah, this is like probably gonna be the last episode you get from me being this young. From episode number 200 on, things are gonna change for the better, of course. So I really want to take this episode and make it spontaneous, unplanned, and real because that's the kind of content that I really enjoy. And I also don't have the capacity to plan anything right now because, believe it or not, this is my fifth day off work, including the weekend, so it's technically my third day of my long-awaited vacation, or rather break from work, and it is honestly been more exhausting than going to work because when I go to work, I literally get there, I sit there, I take a break in the middle, I sit there even more, and then I go home. But I've been running errands and doing things I don't necessarily want to do, and things have come up spontaneously that are actually none of my business, but that I dealt with in the last couple of days, and I'm just over it. So I'm leaving for a proper vacation tomorrow. I'll be on a beautiful island for a week, and I know it'll be great, but like the travel is also another thing that's stressing me out because, of course, I have to get everything ready, I have to pack, I have to travel then, which is gonna take, if all goes well, probably 10 hours door to door. And yeah, things are just, I don't know. I'm just getting stressed by those things, especially because when I travel, which I don't do very often, I feel like there are so many components that are outside of my control. So I'm more a fan of driving to closer destinations where you get to decide when you leave and so on and so forth. It's probably just a reminder to take things more easily, to be more relaxed, and to trust that all will be well, and surrender a little bit to life and give up control. Yeah. I've also noticed, and this is somehow a brain dump, and I think that's gonna be the title of this episode. I feel like the world is kind of crazy right now. We all know it, we all feel it, we all live through it every single day, and I have been not guilty, but affected by it even more than necessary those past couple of days and weeks because I allowed myself to get sucked into, yeah, news and politics in a way that is not good. I've never been a big fan of politics, and I'm feeling that it's not good for me to follow that too much, and also that it's really worth it to fight getting sucked into an unhealthy amount of social media usage. And I sometimes think that this unhealthy amount is already 1 minute a day, literally. I think we can go without it, and we probably should. And it's sort of interesting, and this is just a thought that occurred to me today, that the things that make our lives better and or seemingly better and help us create new opportunities also have a huge downside when overused or overdone. And I think it's always been like this. So too much comfort is really not good for us, and too much technology is also not good for us. There's a balance in nature, and I think that we thrive if we find our balance and if we find that equilibrium that we can maintain for a long time. And I'd rather grow and develop myself and do it my way and at my pace and in a way that feels just slightly uncomfortable instead of trying to overthrow everything overnight by taking a huge leap and sacrificing everything that's actually important, like my mental and physical health. And I think this equilibrium is different. Even from men to women, it's different. We are not the same. If we look at how our hormones fluctuate every single month versus a man who doesn't really have that cycle, we just work differently. And it's probably harder for women to cope with that daily repetition of getting up, going to work, and coming home late and doing the same thing tomorrow and the day after and the day after and the day after. So I'm all for more freedom and flexibility and creating a structure, because structures are important for us, but creating a structure that is customized for every single person individually. So that's sort of what I'm aiming for. And maybe you can tell by my voice that I feel kind of a little bit sad. I can't really pinpoint it. It's probably due to hormones as well, but there are different topics on my mind. One of them being the fact that I can't really enjoy my time off because I have other things to do. And sometimes I just want to chill. And I feel like it's hard these days, but I don't want to get into this. I want to stay positive and uplifting, and I want to send you off with a little bit of motivation. Please, 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 just keep your eyes on the things that are good, that are working, that are going the way that you imagined they would. Keep your eyes fixed on positivity and your mind, especially, and focus on your dreams and the things that you want and that you actually want to go for in life. There's a delicate balance. Again, balance is the key here, between the things that actually are right now present in this very moment and the things that we want from our future. It's so easy to miss out on the now if you're just focusing on what's about to come. And also, if you don't focus on your dreams enough, you get sucked into your day-to-day life, which sometimes isn't what you actually want from your life. So there's a delicate balance between the two, and I totally believe that a healthy equilibrium is the key and the answer and attainable for all of us. So please just do what feels right to you and try to connect to your inner voice that tells you exactly where to go and what to do and what your next best step is, because sometimes taking that is all that matters. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. Please consider subscribing to Sweet But Salty if you haven't already, and also feel free to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. It really helps me out a lot, and I will catch you, not next week, but the week after on a very special day. So stay tuned. I'll catch you then. Bye.